So last night during the Bills/Bengals game, safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed after sustaining a tackle. It is suspected he suffered cardiac arrest due to a not-so-common condition called commotio cordis. This rare condition caused by blunt, non-penetrating and innocuous-appearing trauma to the anterior chest results in cardiac arrest and possible sudden death from ventricular fibrillation. The hit happens during the worst time in the electrical impulse or heartbeat, and basically the heart stalls like a car with no blood flow going to brain and other vital organs. If blood flow to brain and other organs is not restarted quickly, can cause severe irreversible damage. Several things the NFL did correctly: they were locked and loaded with well-trained personnel on standby and rapid response. Everyone had their opinion on why it took them so long, 45 minutes to be exact, to officially call the game. However, that was short because it was obvious no one was going back to play. Kind of a F this moment, I am going home to hug my mama. They restored a normal heart rate and blood flow within a short period of time. And even though we wanted him to be awake as they took him off the field, he was sedated and intubated when he was transported to the ICU to the medical center. This morning, I keep refreshing to get updates. And I am holding on desperately to know news is good news. But, my MD Spidey senses are going crazy. I pray for the strength of this young mind, gosh, only 24-year-old. I pray for his family's strength and his once-teenaged single mother who raised such a wonderful young man. It is sad to say through this tragedy we are learning about this kid and the organization he started even prior to being drafted to NFL. In his words from the Foundation's GoFundMe page: "As I embark on my journey to the NFL, I will never forget where I come from, and I am committed to using my platform to positively impact the community that raised me. I created the Chasing M's Foundation as a vehicle that will allow me to deliver that impact, and the first program is the 2020 Community Toy Drive. This campaign gives you the opportunity to contribute to our first initiative and positively impact children who have been hardest hit by the pandemic. Since his accident, donations have exploded from $3,000 to over $3 million. I encourage you to continue to donate and keep DeMar Hamlin and his family.